You're pretty close to the fat one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I FaceTimed him on 4th of July.
Oh, nice.
Because I saw his little clip of himself on the CBS this morning.
Right.
What happened?
Well, he appeared in Forrest Gump, in the scene where Forrest Gump is running across country. He's in the background as a reporter trying to stick his microphone in Forrest Gump's face. And so on the news, they had that clip playing because there was a man who's running across country.
Really?
Yep. So there you can see Big Fatty on the CBS this morning.
He still gets royalties. Right. 0.3% of a cent every time that's played.
That's yes. Amazing.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I saw his little clip of himself on the CBS this morning.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3064. The BFO for Thursday, the 7th of November, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, why didn't our special guest participate? Because we pre-recorded this part. Oh! Hello, haunties. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're haunties today. Well, you'll find out. You will find out a little bit later in the little show. Y'all, I've pre-recorded the first little part so I can get the required elements of the little show taken care of. And then, y'all, after that, then I will tell you all about my day here in Fat Acres and who our special guests are. Yes, Big Freddy!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 7th of November, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, if you've ever been to a Pride 48, y'all, you've met this person. Y'all, one of the nicest people you will ever meet, always willing to help out, and y'all, he was the number one fan of the BFO in 2018, and y'all, I believe, and I may have this wrong, Big Fatty, you probably do, I believe he is going on a Disney World cruise, and y'all, I think it was leaving out of the San Diego, down there where Dr. Stone is. Yes, Big Fatty, we heard him talking about you on today's little show. It's true, we did. Y'all, it's Mr. Mike. Mike and Squamish. Big Fatty, we love Mr. Mike. He's got some numbers and all. Mr. Mike, I don't remember his numbers. 19-something. But, y'all, if you ever get a chance, Mr. Mike is just, y'all, he's one of those quiet ones that you got to keep your eye on the quiet ones. Yes, Big Fatty, just like our next celebration event. Oh, well, he's anything but quiet. Y'all, if you ever listen to the Stick It With a Poke, y'all, in fact, it'll be on tomorrow night over there at the Pride 48. I won't be able to participate, but y'all, it is, y'all, he's come to the Pride 48 in Nolens for the past 2 years, y'all, and he's been to the Metropolis Energy Becoming. Yes, Big Fatty, he loves to go to the Florist Weekend. He does love the Florist Weekend. Y'all, it is the number one funky homo, Gavin's better half. Y'all, it is Jim. We love Jim. We do indeed love Jim. So y'all, if you see Mr. Mike from Squamish or the number one funky homo, Jim, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of a cake. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. I am vulgar.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, see, y'all, we also have an anniversarium today. Y'all, it is the anniversarium of Romo and his husband, Alan. And yes, Big Fatty, y'all, you know, I've met Romo many, many times. He came to the Pride 48 in Lost Wages, and I see him at the Colonnade Crema dinner there in Hatlanta. But y'all, I've never met Alan. But y'all, they were thinking of moving here to Charleston, but y'all, they ended up moving to Columbia. But they get back to the Hatland. I think they were recently there for the homosexual pride and saw George in Atlanta. But y'all, today is their anniversarium. Now, I don't know if Alan is on the Twitty or the Face, but I know that Romo is. So y'all, if you see Romo or Alan on the Twitty or the Face, wish them a happy celebration. Not a Big Fatty, it's a happy anniversarium. Yes, Big Fatty, get it right. Yes.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
We do have guests here. We have the Haunt family here.
Yes.
Y'all, we've got the Haunt Cub.
Hello.
And we've got the Haunt Daddy.
Hey, y'all.
Excuse me. Y'all, before we get to the hauntings, y'all, let's see, what is today? Tuesday night. What did I do Tuesday night? Nick came by Tuesday night, and we had a few good little cocktails. I'm happy to report that his truck is did I say this already?
No.
Okay. His truck still needs some repairs, but he handled it all very well, and we're real proud of it. Proud of him. For that, yeah, and it's, you know, this is not an easy thing, but it's something that we all go through, and it's something that you have to learn to deal with, because that's what fucking life is about. Right,
yes,
Jay?
Exactly.
I mean,
and you this, never know with cars.
You're right, and so anyway, y'all, I end up watching, what did I end up watching on the, y'all, I watched the Little Mermaid. Did y'all watch the Little Mermaid?
No, was that a live one?
It was the live
one.
It was a Little Mermaid. Y'all, have you ever seen the Little Mermaid?
I've actually never seen the entire movie.
No, I had never seen it, but it was a combination of the movie, and then it did live portions also.
Like the songs?
Yeah, the different songs that they...
Queen Latifah.
Yeah, Queen Latifah was Ursula. And y'all, I had never seen that. But y'all, the thing I found interesting... By the way, it's going to be on repeated, I don't know when, but later this week, I think, on something called Freeform. I think that used to be called the Disney Channel or something like that. But anyway, so if you missed it, you can go see it. But the same people that did the Beauty and the Beast music, mm-hmm. And the Hunchback of Notre Dame music did The Little Mermaid. And The Little Mermaid came out 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I found myself listening and going, well, that sounds like The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Or, you know, the melody or right. something like that. Or that sounds like Be Our Guest or something like that. So it's all very, there's not total originality on any of these. But
Disney-esque.
I just found, it was what?
Disney-esque.
Disney-esque, that's correct. In fact, I don't know if you knew this or not, but Disney-esque was Vera's stripper name back when Disneyland opened. Jay and Ron were just asking if she performed in front of the monorail. Y'all, the monorail back when Disneyland opened was the covered wagon, I think, or something like that. I got nothing.
It was the Pioneers.
But, right. And it wasn't Frontierland. It was just called Land. but that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Anyway, slept pretty well, got up on hump day morning, had my coffee, got my shower, and y'all, then I was off to have lunch with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and the Haunts.
Yes.
The Haunt Cub and Haunt Daddy, and y'all, I went by the bank, and y'all, it was the worst experience of my life at the bank. It was, I was in the drive-through line for 20 minutes, and finally I got pissed off and went inside, and y'all, it was a terrible, horrible, horrible experience. Anyway, we had a lovely lunch. Jay and Ron, y'all talk about...
Well, we were the first ones there.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Yes.
We got the table.
Hey, had you ever met Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, before?
We had not.
Well, you just kind of... Well, you probably knew what he looked like from the face.
Oh, yeah. I saw them come in, and they were kind of looking around, and I knew who they were right away, so I just kind of motioned over for them to join us.
And they're lovely. Just... Lovely.
Absolutely. Lovely.
Absolutely.
And we had, it was this nice little place. Isn't it?
Yes.
Love it.
Okay.
And great.
You had a nice waitress. The cone beef.
Cone beef.
Cone beef.
Hash.
Hash. And you had, y'all, the Haunt Cub, bless his heart, he wanted a Reuben. Now, but he wanted the Reuben made with turkey, and he didn't want the sauerkraut on it. Isn't that just called a turkey sandwich?
It's not actually, a fucking Reuben.
Actually, I think turkey and coleslaw and Russian dressing is a Rachel.
Oh.
And the Reuben is...
I did not know. I've never heard this before.
Yeah, up north, they separate them.
They call it a Rachel.
Yes.
Okay.
But here, you had your choice under Reuben, whether you wanted one or the other.
Okay. Well, what kind of bread was it on?
Yes. It was on some kind of toasted thing. I don't
toasted,
know.
Toasted? Y'all, it was
kind of like a rye.
A toasted thing, rye.
Yes.
Okay. And y'all, then, after that, we went to the Von's East.
Woohoo!
Yes, be ready! Ron, would you like to wave the coupon around?
Oh, you hear that? You hear that?
Oh! Well, who doesn't? first of all, y'all bought some things at the Von's East today.
We did. We bought some cookeries.
Cookeries?
And,
what else did you get? You got
things.
Gator taters.
Gator taters, yeah.
Gator, y'all, I don't...
Cajun dill flavored, which Ramble Redhead would love. Potato chips.
Okay, but what was the gator part? Is that just the brand name?
I guess that's the name.
Okay.
I was afraid it had alligator.
Anyway, y'all, I didn't buy a whole lot because, you know, I'm heading out of town. As soon as I can kick these two out, as soon as they get on the road on a Friday morning. But, y'all, I had to get some pretzel sticks because later Wednesday afternoon, y'all, I made some... Some new, what did I make?
Nuts and bolts.
And how are they?
They're delicious.
Delicious. And I had to have pretzel sticks. Y'all, I had a coupon for some Wright's bacon. It was on sale, so I had that and the coupon. Y'all had to get some garlic powder. Y'all, it's unbelievable. They don't have garlic powder in the little containers.
Just the 55-gallon drum.
Right. I mean, we all stood there for 5 minutes looking for the garlic powder.
I said, how many days does it take to find the garlic powder?
That's exactly what you said. And y'all, then they had the good Keebler Fudge Stripes and Vienna Fangas cookies, buy one, get one free. Y'all, all I spent was $22.55, so I only saved $9.77. How much did you save? Nothing!
Probably not.
You didn't buy anything that was on sale, big
fatty! No, we didn't.
Fatty.
We just bought what looked good.
Huh?
We just bought what looked good.
Bought what looked good. Oh, I didn't know they bought you, Big Betty. And y'all, I just want to say how nice it is to have the Haunt Cub and the Haunt Daddy here at the villa. Y'all, it's just lovely, and I think they enjoy it as much as I do.
Absolutely.
We do. And it's
comfortable.
It is comfortable, isn't it?
Yeah.
And y'all, they're looking at that townhouse across the street. I don't know. Durwood? They're looking at your townhouse. But you never know who's going to move into Fat Acres.
We're waiting for Sebastian to make an appearance.
Well, we are, and we're also waiting for Nick to make an appearance.
Yes, correct.
Ron's drink is empty. It's absolutely empty, and y'all, we've already had a couple of cocktails.
Yes, indeed.
And I made some more nuts and bolts, but y'all, I hate to say it, but our beverages were improperly served, and we're just going to have to wait for Nick to get here for them to be properly prepared.
I agree.
And yes. But anyway, I think we're going to go to the Swiggin' Swine maybe for supper.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And but y'all, the poor Haunt Cub, y'all, the poor thing.
I need a nap.
He needs a nipper nap. Needs it bad. And y'all, what is that liquor that you put in my fridge? My freezer.
It is hot ginger.
Oh, Big Ricky, is that like Big Ricky? No, Big Ricky is not a hot ginger. Let me just say, trust me, it's kind of like a Hendrick hot ginger.
Yes.
Okay. And it's what?
Hot ginger Jägermeister.
Hot ginger Jägermeister. Big Freddy, yes!
I can't wait to try it.
And you're probably going to want to do some shots maybe with Nick with that?
Yes, very possible.
Oh, well, Big Freddy, Nick doesn't have a chance. no wonder you need a nipple nap.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, anything else you want to say before we run out of time here today?
No.
Okay. Oh. Well, y'all, they are here all day Thursday and then heading out on Friday morning. And y'all, we'll talk more with them on Tamari's little show. Oh!
Oh,
wait a minute. I said it too soon. Poor Big Fred. I swear, I thought I heard the music playing, and I didn't. And oh! There it is, Big Fred. You're hearing things. What else is new? Y'all, Ron. Ron likes The Survivor, so after we get back here to the villa later on tonight, we'll be watching The Survivor. I think this season is just stupid. It's stupid. The Rob and Sandra thing, just stupid.
Yeah. I've had enough of Rob and Sandra.
Right.
That's not the Rob Nelson Lindley McGill.
No, that's a different Rob altogether. Okay. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, we had your little show on, The Lotsel.
Never heard of it.
And Dr. Stone, what have you done today?
I saw his little clip of himself on the CBS this morning.
Oh, Big Freddy, you're such a celebrity. When the hell was that on?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.